From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Luke Burbank, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Man in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. In just a minute, my father gives Bill Curtis's performance 5 stars in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, a new startup in Canada is the first ever to provide marijuana specially formulated for whom?
Toddlers.
No. Well.
No, give me a hint, Peter. I got it. Just give me one hint, and I'm on it.
Well, you can lead one to water, and it's definitely going to want to take a drink because it has terrible cotton mouth.
It's for horses?
For horses.
Why?
Why not? For the first time in history, we're finally going to hear the words, oh, my God, you know what would be so good right now? Oats. A company called Canna Horse is making weed products for horses, even though there's nothing worse than like a white horse who thinks dreads in its mane are okay. The people at Canna Horse say this is for medicinal purposes, but then again, that's what your 22-year-old cousin with glaucoma says. Horses everywhere hear this news and they're like, great. Great. Could have used this the day you nailed my shoes on.
Is this making them high?
How can you tell?
Here's how you know.
I gave it some pot. It's standing there. It's just chewing grass. No. I don't know.
Here's how you know. You show up at a kid's birthday party, and the pony is talking about how weird hooves are.
Yeah.
And Kubrick movies.
Anyway, I'm really excited for the Kentucky Derby to take 4 days next year. There is a problem, of course, with giving horses weed. Every time something blows their mind and they go, whoa, they stop.
That just doesn't seem right.
It does seem weird that like horses would be the last animals we want to make into slackers.
Yeah.
Let's go for a ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I just have this image of all these high horses standing around at merry-go-round just being like, whoa. You know, when I was a kid, my mother would say, you get off your high horse. I would think to myself, what the hell is a high horse?
Now you know. You know,
man,
you
she
know.
Was ahead of her
my
time.
My mother was Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Paula, we all know seals can do neat things like balance a ball and clap their fins, but this week we learned that scientists in Scotland have been hard at work teaching seals how to do what?
And this, given the healthcare crisis and the crisis at the border and the crisis in our democracy, is a huge breakthrough. They can sing rock and roll songs, I think.
They can sing, yes. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, so this is science time well used. What person on the planet will not benefit from this?
Are the seals, do we know what music?
Yes, we do.
Oh, tell us.
So researchers in Scotland worked with Zola the seal.
I love Zola. No, I have like 3 Zola albums. And
Jacques, what are the other ones?
One of them is I Just Don't Care Anymore. That's one. I love that. And then there's a rap one. It's Kendrick Lamar a seal.
What did Zola learn?
Sorry. Zola learned Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and the Star Wars theme song, proving seals would do literally anything for a fish, including selling out and doing covers. But it's pretty amazing. So they taught her the theme to Star Wars, and we want to show you. So first, of course, this is the real theme to Star Wars.
Boy, that seal is good.
It brings back the thrill of hearing it for the first time.
Do you really think a public radio crowd needed you to remind them the theme to Star Wars?
Anyway, so that was the real one, obviously. Here is Zola the singing seal. It's exactly the same. That was a seal
this
named
cost
Zola.
Literally millions of fish.
To get that.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
The only possible way that this experiment or training or whatever you want to call it, this project, could have any value at all if they, is if they taught it the Jaws theme. So that when you're in the water and a, you know, great white was coming up near you, you know, wah, 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 wah. And then you would know, you know, let's get out of here.
And the other seals would be like, what was that? Was that like a teacher from a Peanuts cartoon? What was that?